be about cotton growth and development as affected by different tillage systems.
Good morning, and thank you for that introduction. As he said, I'm Todd Spivey from North Carolina State University, and I want to talk a little bit today about cotton growth and development as influenced by tillage systems. Now, cotton seedlings are susceptible to cool, wet conditions, usually leading to reduced and non-uniform stands. Since we know that emergence is reduced, development is slowed when soil temperatures reach as low as 15.5 degrees, in North Carolina, we don't recommend planting occur until soil temperatures can reach at least 18 degrees by 10 a.m. Now, tillage, increasing the soil porosity, reducing the soil moisture, effectively reduces the soil's heat capacity. This allows the soil to gain or lose heat faster than it otherwise would. Now, data on this varies, but some previous work has shown that cover crops remaining on the surface of the soil can increase soil temperatures. Cover crops incorporated into the soil through tillage, however, generally has little effect. Again, both surface and deep tillage have been shown to reduce soil strength, but the data on the persistence of these effects does vary. Although tillage can reduce soil strength and offer an increase in root and shoot growth, this doesn't always correlate with an increase in yields. And though in North Carolina, on our coastal plain soils, deep tillage is often recommended annually, long-term studies have shown that reduced tillage systems can be implemented without a reduction in yield. So the objective of the study that I'm going to talk about today was to evaluate and compare single-season cotton production in minimal tillage systems with that grown on conventional raised beds, both at multiple planting dates and with and without a cover crop. We believe going into this in years with above-average spring rainfall, flat tillage systems would reduce yields compared to cotton grown on raised beds. So this table is looking at precipitation totals per year, per location, at each planting date. The early planting date shown by the red bars and the late planting date shown by the blue for each location and year. Now, the early planting date in Lewiston, 2014, pretty high precipitation, totals over 12 centimeters, but of this rainfall, 8.5 centimeters came in one event towards the end of this period. In the early planting date in 2016, however, the precipitation was more evenly distributed, if you will. During this 28-day period that this bar represents, only 11 days occurred without receiving any rainfall. So that means 17 days occurred during this 28-day period receiving rainfall and little sunlight. So we conducted this study both in Lewiston, North Carolina and Rocky Mount, North Carolina from 2014 through 2016. Plots were 12 meters in length, 4 rows wide, planted to Stonewall 49-46. The study was implemented as a split plot design with 4 replications. Our whole plot consisted of planting date. Our early planted ranged from May 2nd through May 9th, and our late planting date ranged from May 21st through May 29th. Our subplots consisted of 6 tillage systems, both with and without a cover crop. Our first tillage system is our spring beds. This is what I refer to as conventional raised beds in the spring. Fall strip tillage, fall ripping bed, spring strip tillage at planting, spring strip tillage 2 weeks prior to planting, and then fall bed with spring strip. This table shows the dates of all our tillage across the years, our fall tillage and cover, pre-plant spring tillage, at-plant spring tillage for both locations. The 2 planting dates are represented under the spring tillage column. You'll see that each block there will have 2 dates. The top date will be the date for our early planting tillage and the second date there for our late planting tillage. Our cover was drilled wheat at 145 kilogram per hectare, and it was burned down prior to the first tillage going in for the entire test. So the whole test was burned down, both early and late planted, prior to the pre-plant spring tillage for the early planting. So it was all burned down at once before any tillage went in. We took plant samples at 15, 25, 35 days after planting from 1 meter worth of row, dried at 100 degrees, determined our crop growth rate. In 2015 and 16 only, we took soil temperatures at planting, measured at a 5 centimeter depth. In 2016, we took soil resistance measurements using a conical penetrometer, 0 to 30 centimeter depth, both at planting and again after harvest. And then we took yields in the fall from the 2 center rows, and all means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD with an alpha 0.05. So jumping into the data here, we're looking at soil temperatures in 2015, given here in degrees Celsius. Our early planting is pooled across location, and our late planting is shown by location. In general, we can see the second planting date tended to be a little higher, but the major trend here is that plots without spring tillage had the greatest soil temperatures across the board. Fast forwarding now to 2016, again, the same setup, except this time our early planting is shown by planting date, and our early planting is shown by location, and our late planting date is pooled across location. The late planting date here shows the same trends as 2015. Plots without spring tillage had the greatest soil temperatures. Looking at Lewiston, the early planting. Leading up to our planting date here, we actually had a little stretch of warm weather. Because of that, the spring strip till 2 weeks prior to planting had been increasing temperatures, had been gaining heat leading up to our planting date. The remaining spring temperature, the spring tillage, did not have this luxury. In Rocky Mount, leading up to this measurement at the early planting date in Rocky Mount, all of these soil temperatures were measured within 3 days of planting between 10 and 11 a.m. Due to impending weather, the measurements for the early planting at Rocky Mount were taken in the afternoon. That's why we see such an increase compared to the rest of the early planting dates. But we also see here a lack of differences. With the conventional raised beds actually having the greatest soil temperatures. And this is due to having an entire day of good, clear weather, fair amount of sunshine to warm up these plots. Moving on now to our crop growth rate. This table represents our early season crop growth rate from Lewiston, North Carolina, averaged from 0 to 35 days after planting. Both the early planting date and the late planting date are pooled 2014 and 15 together, and 2016 is shown by itself. Now, in general, across the board, we see plots without spring tillage having the least crop growth rate, the lowest crop growth rate, spring strip till 2 weeks prior to planting being the greatest across the board. Now, I do want to point out the early planting 2016. This is a little interesting. We saw on that chart earlier the increased rainfall we had for the early planting dates of 2016. Now, going into this, we believe that the plots with flat tillage, the strip-till plots, would have a reduced crop growth rate in this high rainfall environment. What we see here is actually quite the opposite. The plots with flat tillage, the strip-till plots, actually had a greater crop growth rate than two of the plots with raised beds. Looking now at Rocky Mount, the early planting date here at Rocky Mount is shown pooled across all 3 years, 2014 through 16, and our late planting date is shown by year. Again, similar to Lewiston, across the board, we see that the plots without spring tillage had the lowest crop growth rate and the greatest crop growth rates occurred in our spring strip till 2 weeks prior to planting. Looking at soil resistance now, this table is showing Lewiston soil resistance at planting. These values are given in megapascals, shown from 0 to 30 centimeter depth in 5 centimeter increments. We see from 5 centimeter depth all the way down to 30, the greatest soil resistance occurred in plots without spring tillage. The least soil resistance occurred, as expected, in the conventional spring beds. Looking at Rocky Mount now, soil resistance at planting, the same trends. Plots without spring tillage had the greatest soil resistance throughout the profile, conventional spring beds, the least soil resistance throughout the profile. Back to Lewiston again, soil resistance. This is after harvest, so this is after the full growing season. Again, plots without spring tillage had the greatest soil resistance throughout the profile. All spring tillage had similar soil resistance from 0 to 25 centimeter depth. That last 5 centimeter increment, the conventional spring beds had the least. And finally, Rocky Mount soil resistance after harvest. Plots without spring tillage, again, the greatest soil resistance. All spring tillage was similar down to 15 centimeter depth at this point, and the conventional spring beds had the least soil resistance throughout the remaining of the profile. Looking at yields from 2014 only here, the early planting date was pulled across location. We saw no difference between tillage treatments. The late planting date, however, shown by location, we did see minor differences in yield, yet they were inconsistent, with the spring strip till 2 weeks prior to planting being the only plots to be among the greatest across the board. And yields in 2015 and 16, these were pulled together both across year and across location, but shown here by planting date, and at both planting dates we did not see a difference due to tillage system. So to pull this all together, soil temperatures were greatest in plots without spring tillage, and also higher in plots with a cover than without. Our early season crop growth rates were the greatest in strip-tilled plots 2 weeks prior to planting and were reduced in plots without spring tillage. Soil resistance was greatest in plots without spring tillage, while conventional raised beds had the least soil resistance both at planting and after harvest. And as previous research shown, that reduction in soil resistance did not lead to an increase in yields. So in conclusion, although we know that tillage does give the soil the ability to gain or lose heat faster, when accompanied by cool air temperatures in the spring, spring tillage can reduce our soil temperatures in the seed bed. We also found that cotton grown in these reduced till systems is comparable to cotton grown in conventional systems, especially in years without excessive spring rainfall. As far as future research goes, we are currently conducting a long-term study at our research station in Clayton, North Carolina. We're currently in the fourth season, and preliminary results have shown that a single deep tillage event has resulted in reduced soil resistance through two growing seasons from when similar to conventional soil resistance, but it has reduced soil resistance to no-till treatments at least through three seasons up to this point. As I said, we're in our fourth season now. These sources were used in gathering information for this presentation today. And I need to thank the staff of all the research stations involved, our technician Shep Lassiter, my graduate committee, and Cotton Incorporated and the Cotton Producers Association. With that, I will be glad to take any questions. In this test I presented today, we did not. In the long-term study at Clayton that I mentioned at the end, we did. But in this short-term study, we did not. Thank you.